This is WBAA. I'm Kristen Malavenda. Four candidates are on the ballot for the three at-large seats on the Tippecanoe County Council. Kevin Underwood is seeking his third term in office. John Basham is campaigning for a second term. Brian Metzger has not held an elected position in the county, but served as county extension director for 28 years. Democrat Rob Haywood is a political newcomer. He was slated by his party after the May primary. Haywood says his top priority, if elected, will be to find ways to lower health insurance costs. He says that includes eliminating insurance coverage for council members.
The opportunity to serve on the county council is just that, to serve the people of Lafayette and Tippecanoe County. So to take a benefit from that beyond the salary for the work that we do, I don't think is appropriate.
Basham is one of three current council members who is not on the county health plan.
There are part-time employees in Tippecanoe County government who do not qualify for the insurance. So why should a part-time elected official be eligible?
Underwood does accept county health insurance. He says council members should not be the only elected officials in the county who are not offered the benefit.
If we take that away, are we making council a second-class or sub-tier type of elected official? Then what are we doing when we're the ones calling the shots on the budget? If we're quote-unquote a second-class set of elected officials, where's that going to be in terms of the relationship that's had between us and all the department heads that we're actually setting budgets for?
Metzger says he doesn't have a strong opinion one way or the other about the issue, but he says if elected, he will not take the county insurance because he doesn't want to give up his current plan. Metzger credits the council for balancing the budget and maintaining a healthy rainy day fund. He thinks the economic climate is still shaky and officials need to keep tight control over revenue and expenses. But he says there are some areas the council might consider putting some money toward.
Public safety, which includes everything from the courts and the jail and the sheriff's department, and the infrastructure. It's county roads, it's the county office building and the courthouse, but it's also those other facilities that are out there, the parks department, the fairgrounds, the villa, that kind of thing that tends to get forgotten.
The county's on track to finish 2012 with close to $3 million in the general fund and more than $11 million in the rainy day fund. Underwood is proud of that accomplishment, but isn't convinced the county is out of the woods yet.
We still have a lot of indicators, you know, especially when you look at the wider, you know, global aspect of the economy, that things could be a little bit rough for a while, and we would rather be a little bit safe in terms of having some of those balances available in case we do see some rough patches ahead.
Basham agrees with the plan to stay the course as far as the budget is concerned.
With the volatile times that we're experiencing, and it's good to have an anchor in your community so you can still keep your community strong. So I'm still an advocate of setting back, setting on the rainy day funds.
Haywood says there should be a formula in place for maintaining a healthy rainy day fund, but he thinks some of that money should be used to hire a consultant to research options for reducing health care costs.
There are other counties throughout America that are facing the same dilemmas that we are, and they're coming up with new and innovative ways to reduce that cost. And so I would like to see us immediately study the options that are out there to find the one that's most appropriate and effective for Tippecanoe County.
All four candidates agree the county needs to continue its efforts to attract new businesses to the area. They all believe tax abatements can be a good tool to do so if used appropriately. Metzger says offering the tax breaks only works if both the county and the business hold up their ends of the bargain.
I don't think it should be an automatic that just because you're going to build a new building or expand some product line that it's automatically a tax abatement, but I think we ought to look at those things and see what fits the guidelines and are they producing new jobs.
Basham is proud of the council's success in bringing companies and jobs to the county. He points to the creation of the Tippecanoe Solid Waste Management District to handle disposal of hazardous products and the construction of a new cattle barn at the county fairgrounds that also serves as indoor storage for emergency management agency vehicles as two more accomplishments of his first term. Basham believes he's been a good steward of taxpayer funds.
I'm not held accountable to any big developer, any bank. I'm asking questions for that taxpayer that's sitting down there at the donut shop that want to know the answer. That's John Basham. And you either like me or you don't. I try to listen. I listen to lots of people. I'm in all circles. If I'm fortunate enough to be elected by the taxpayer, I will do my best.
Underwood says if he's elected to a third term, a priority will be to further his work with departments such as court services, community corrections, and probation to maximize the money they earn from user fees. He says being the only full-time farmer on the council, gives him a unique perspective.
Both my wife and I are self-employed. We understand the grind of paying those taxes, actually having to meet a budget. I just want to continue to be able to be one of those common sense folks in terms of providing that kind of common sense business direction to the council. And we've done that in the last several years, and I want to continue.
Haywood says his status as a Democrat sets him apart from the all-Republican council.
The minority party plays an important role. They're the loyal opposition. And if we have complete control by one party, then other views aren't being heard and aren't being represented. So I think it's important to have that balance, to have at least one voice from the other side representing a different constituency.
Metzger says his time as a department head in the county makes him the right candidate for an at-large seat.
What I bring to the table is somebody with experience on the other side of the budget, somebody who knows how to operate a program and operate an office. It's about running a department and managing the cash flow from day to day.
The top three vote-getters next week will serve a four-year term on the seven-member council. Kristen Malavenda, WBAA News.